Imagine that you are at a restaurant for breakfast. You want something to drink, but you are not sure what. When the server walks over to your table, he says,
"Let me help. Do you prefer coffee or tea?"
You answer,
"I prefer tea to coffee."
You just told the server about a general preference. The server then makes a few suggestions about the teas available. When we are given choices, there are special phrases we use to say which thing we like more than another. We call these choices preferences. In our program today, we will show you how to use general and specific preferences. We have different phrases for each. To begin, let's look at general preferences. A general preference is something you like more as a whole. It is not tied to a specific event or time. It is simply a fact about your likes. For example, you probably like one style of music more than another style, and you like one kind of food more than another food. Phrases we usually use for general preferences are prefer and like better. They have the same meaning. Let's talk about the word prefer and hear the coffee and tea example again.
Do you prefer coffee or tea?
Notice that the word or is used in the question form. In the answer, we use the preposition to or over.
I prefer tea to coffee. I prefer tea over coffee.
As you might know, in English, when we answer a question, we do not usually answer with full wording. If asked about a preference, you can simply name the preference like this.
I prefer tea.
Here is another example of a question and answer.
Do you prefer living in the city or the suburbs?
I prefer living in the city.
In American English, prefer is a little more formal, but still common enough to use in everyday speech. But Americans are more likely to use the phrase like better when talking with others. We use the word than after this phrase. Here is how we do that in a question and answer.
You like tea or coffee better?
I like tea better than coffee.
Again, when answering, we usually only name the preference.
I like tea better.
Here is another example of a question and answer.
Do you like living in the city or the suburbs better?
I like living in the city better.
Notice that in question form, the word better comes at the end of the question. Now let's turn to specific preferences. A specific preference is something you like or want more at a given point in time, either right now or in the future. We use the expressions would prefer and would rather to talk about such things. These phrases have the same meaning. Let's look at the phrase would rather. It is much more common in American spoken English than would prefer. For both phrases, we almost always use the short form of the word would with a personal pronoun. We call the shortened form a contraction. For example, the contraction of I would is I'd. When would is contracted, it looks and sounds just like the letter D. Listen to the normal form and the contraction of would rather. With would rather, we use the word than in the response.
Would you rather go out or stay home?
I would rather go out than stay home. I'd rather go out than stay home.
Again, we usually only name the preference in responses.
I'd rather go out.
And if there is only one main verb after would rather, we do not say it two times. Here is an example.
Would they rather study French or English?
And the answer.
They'd rather study English.
Notice that the verbs go, stay, and study are in simple form, the basic form without to before it or any letters at the end. After would rather, we always use the simple form of verbs. Just like would rather, we can use would prefer to talk about specific preferences. But to Americans, would prefer sounds more formal, and we do not use it often in speaking. Here is an example of a question and answer.
Would you prefer to go out or stay home?
I'd prefer to go out.
Note that when Americans do use would prefer, we usually only name the preference, as in the example. However, when the answer mentions both choices, Americans usually say it this way.
I'd prefer to go out than stay home.
It may take time for you to become comfortable with the sounds of the contraction of would with personal pronouns. It helps to pay attention to what comes after the d sound. If you hear the word rather or prefer afterward, then you know someone is telling you about a preference. And I could say a lot more on this subject, but I'd rather end it here. I'm Alice Bryant.